Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter on the prohibition of cursing a person, specifically cursing a person or cursing an animal. So continuing with this chapter, today we do two ahadith. The first is an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal la yanbaghi li siddiqin an yakuna la'anan. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not appropriate for a siddiq, a truthful person, to be one who constantly curses. There is a background to this hadith. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he was upset with one of his slaves for some reason, and in that state of being upset, he was cursing him, this person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion mentioned this hadith. How beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا ينبغي لصديق أن يكون لعانا. It is not appropriate for a siddiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr was siddiq, was known as siddiq. So it's not appropriate for a siddiq, a truthful person, to be one who constantly curses. When Hazrat Abu Bakr siddiq radiallahu anhu heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, immediately he freed that slave. Immediately for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what you call true love. True love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I hear something of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't question and I don't look for a loophole and say, okay, this excuse, that excuse, nothing. Immediately for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he freed the slave. But what is the message we're getting from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that to curse is not something that is desirable. It's not something that is allowed in Shariat. And what is a curse? Curse is to make dua that that person or that animal, whoever a person is cursing, must be moved away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is not the quality of a believer that he's making dua for someone to be moved away, but taken far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a siddiq is a person who is extremely truthful. There is no contradiction between his speech and his actions. According to the Sufia, the Siddiq, the Siddiqiyat, this maqam of Siddiqiyat is the highest level after prophethood. Hence, a Siddiq brings people closer to Allah Ta'ala like the messengers. So in addition, a truthful believer is one who should have mercy for others and one who assists them in goodness and piety. He is united with them and he loves them for what he loves, for what he loves himself. What he loves for himself, in other words, he loves for people. This is a true Siddiq. A true person of honesty. So one who curses others does not fit this description. Hence he cannot be a true believer. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining or telling us it's not appropriate for a siddiq, a truthful person. We told Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, but the message is for all of us. It's not appropriate for a siddiq to be one who constantly curses. A true person, he'll want to bring people closer to Allah Ta'ala, not make dua that they go far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second hadith for today, an Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yakunu al-la'anun shufa'a wala shuhada'a yawm al-qiyamah. Rawahu Muslim. Hadith Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who constantly curse will not be intercessors nor witnesses on the day of qiyamah. Those who constantly curse will not be intercessors nor witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. There's a little bit of explanation to this hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, the past nations will deny the fact that the messengers conveyed the message of Allah Ta'ala to them. So the people of the past Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they'll start denying that our Anbiya or these people that were sent, these Nabis that were sent to us, they conveyed the message to us. So they will deny it. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that Allah Ta'ala will give the great honor to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come forward and witness on behalf of the past messengers. So this ummah, Allah Ta'ala would give it the honor, because it is mentioned, we got the message in the Quran Sharif of the da'wat of the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. So we got the proof that the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam gave the message to their followers. So Allah Ta'ala has given this great honor to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will be witnesses on behalf of the past messengers and they will testify in their favor, having the Quran Sharif as their proof. So this hadith mentions that one who curses cannot be such a witness. Person who curses, he cannot be such a witness. Such a great honor will be given on the day of Qiyamah, but because of this habit of constantly cursing, he will be deprived of this honor. But it's not a small thing. On the day of Qiyamah, the ummah will be given a great honor, and this person will be deprived of that honor. Why? Because he had this habit of constantly cursing. And the second part of this hadith is he cannot be an intercessor on behalf of sinful believers. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will give certain people the right of interceding on others. For example, a Hafizul Quran, he can intercede on behalf of 10 believers that were sinners in his family. He can intercede on their behalf that Allah Ta'ala must save them, Allah Ta'ala must remove them from the fire of Jahannam, because him being a Hafizul Quran, he's got that special sharaf and honor that Allah Ta'ala will give him on the day of Qiyamah. Like that, a pious believer on behalf of people in his family, that are people of Iman, that were sinful people, he can intercede. Allah will give him on the day of Qiyamah the right to intercede on behalf of those family members of his. So he will be given this honor. But specifically here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that a person that curses a lot will be deprived of this honor on the day of Qiyamah, this honor of interceding on behalf of others. One other explanation ulama give is this word shuhada is the plural of shahid, gawah. Gawah means a person that is a witness. In this world also, a person won't be allowed to be a witness. One who excessively curses is because when a person is doing this, something that is prohibited, he becomes a fasiq. And a fasiq, a open sinner, is not one that can give witness. He's not allowed to be a witness, a person who's an open sinner. And on the day of Qiyamah also, this person will be deprived. Why? Because he, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, he is a sinner. He was taking people away from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The job of a believer is to make dua for others, to hope for others, and to bring people closer to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So this person has no real status also in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, on the day of Qiyamah, this person won't be able to be a witness. So these two things. One is a person won't have the right to intercede, and one is a person won't have the right to witness. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. When we hear these hadith, immediately we must all make niyat that Allah Ta'ala save me from this habit. It's something that on some people's tongue, it comes very often. Anytime somebody does something wrong or something goes against his desire or his tabiat, just curses the person. And sometimes we don't realize that we end up cursing our own children in our homes. So therefore, be very, very careful of the speech that we make. Rather make dua for them. Say things. See that first hadith we did, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا ينبغي لصديق أن يكون لعانا. How nicely he corrected Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He didn't shout him, he didn't scold him, he didn't reprimand him, nor did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam curse him in any way. He said it's not appropriate for a person who is a siddiq to be a person that is excessively cursing. He just mentioned it like that. So that if we get in the habit to speak like that also, is that we don't, then we won't end up cursing people. We won't end up, sometimes our own family members, we may end up cursing. We'll bring people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.